Good morning. A cold front continues to make its way through interior New York and New England with plenty of clouds and still the risk of a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm south of I-90 during the middle of the day. Then as the front clears the eastern seaboard, we will have drier weather with more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon. As the front makes progress across the area, the dew points will begin to come down on a northwest breeze, and if anything else, it'll at least be a bit more comfortable through the day as the humidity levels will be lower and high temperatures will be cooler, and most places, northern New York and New England, will be in the 70s, along I-90 and points south in the lower and middle 80s. As we get into the night tonight, the dew point will continue to drop and it'll be a pleasant evening, and especially during the overnight hours, much more refreshing air will be in place. With partly cloudy skies, low temperatures will be in the 50s and lower 60s. This will set us up for a comfortable start to the day on Friday with mostly sunny skies and pleasant temperatures. Readings will then climb into the 70s. At the same time, moisture will start to head back into the region from the Atlantic Ocean. This will produce more in the way of cloud cover the second part of the day on Friday, and some locations do run the risk of a few passing showers from time to time, particularly south of I-90. This will hold true for Saturday as well, with partly to mostly cloudy skies and the risk of a shower and temperatures in the 70s. A large ridge of high pressure will then dominate the weather picture as we head into the latter stages of the holiday weekend for Sunday and Monday. Underneath this ridge of high pressure, some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but highs will reach into the middle 80s on Sunday and upper 80s on Labor Day. The ridge will intensify through the middle of next week, and highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 on Tuesday and Wednesday, with just a couple of passing isolated thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front is slowly pressing south and east and eventually will stall across the mid-Atlantic and into the mid-Mississippi Valley today with more showers and thunderstorms along it. As this front lifts back to the north as a warm front across the mid and upper Mississippi Valley, thunderstorms capable of producing heavy rain can be expected tonight and tomorrow. There is also a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from southwest Minnesota and northwest Iowa into the extreme western portions of South Dakota and northeastern Nebraska. Elsewhere, fire weather concerns will be possible across the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Great Basin through Friday. Red flag warnings and fire weather watches are in place across much of Wyoming, northwest Colorado, and a small portion of Utah due to low relative humidity and gusty winds. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a vigorous low-pressure area associated with a tropical wave that is forecast to form between the coast of Africa and the Cabo Verde Islands. Conditions appear to be favorable for subsequent additional development, and a tropical depression is likely to form by the weekend while the system moves westward or west-northwest near the Cabo Verde Islands and the adjacent Atlantic. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 54 degrees with a west wind at 57 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany this morning, cloudy skies and 72 degrees, the dew point 70, 93% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. In Boston, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 96 degrees, setting a new record. The old record, 95, was set in 1953. The low temperature, 74, and the average temperature, 85 degrees, is 17 degrees above normal. There was 41 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, 4.20 now for the month, which is 93 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 26.26 inches for the year, which is 3/10 of an inch of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 98 in 1953, and the record low 38 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower, then increasing sun today and highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower today, then increasing sunshine with highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower, then increasing sun today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few late-day showers possible south of I-90. Lower humidity, though, mid-70s. Partly sunny with the risk of a shower Saturday, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Sunday in the mid-80s. Becoming more humid with a scattered thunderstorm Monday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds on Labor Day, upper 80s. And hazy, hot, and humid Tuesday and Wednesday. Just an outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm both days, upper 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.